Okay, perfect. Sorry. Thank you for the information. So I'm trying to.
Ce sont là les initiatives pour le train de marchandises intelligent sur lequel nous travaillons. Mais le son est toujours mauvais, il va, il vient et l'interprète va s'arrêter.
To really also solve a lot of those questions that are still open. As I mentioned before, we're still in prototyping, so we don't have to yet the solution, but there is really a lot of progress, and in the end, we can really do a lot for the European rail freight sector. Exactly, I think that's the main. Or I don't know if some heard, we also have a European drug delivery program, so there is really an enlightened wide effort to bring the DSE along, which is really needed, because we don't need a because we need a worldwide digital automatic coupler, so we need one solution for all of us or for whole Europe. All right, next slide, please. Perfect. And that is my also conclusion. I tried to make it short, so we are still in time, even if we lost a little bit with the clip video. So full sector alignment is needed on the DSE. I mean, we need to have a shared vision. Everyone has to be part of it. And until now, we really came along quite a long way, and we were able to have a lot of partners and go ahead with this vision quite a long way. But I think it also needs a lot of joint forces for the implementation, as it comes, for example, to the part of funding. The one part is to have a technical solution and to also make, for example, an interoperability. Going forward, interoperability. But the other thing will also, of course, will be that we have to fund the DSE. And I think here as well, we have to go along together as the whole European section. All right, then thank you very much. And I would give back to you, Alfred.